Blog Talk Radio.
Of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is July the 2nd, 2020, as we are now starting a new month for our growth series. I am super excited, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody who has continued on building their business, their brand throughout this pandemic and all things that's been going on, staying positive and staying true to self is really the key to success right there. And I'm super excited for everybody that has been tuning into our show each and every week. I'm going to thank all the listeners across the country and also around the world because we have some global people in tuning with us as well. And I'm super excited about that and making sure that we just give you the raw deal on what it is you need to be doing day by day every single week as we continue to grow. Again, growth is the most important commodity on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Without the growth, we won't be living, we'll just be existing. And that's not what we're here to do. And we're going to have a great show today. I'm super excited. We have a special guest on our show, Mr. Craig Amos of CBA Media Group. He's going to be talking and sharing with us today. I'm super excited about this gentleman because I've been following this gentleman since 2004. I had to go back in my records to see exactly when I first got introduced to this guy. And I can tell you for the past 16 years, this gentleman has been true to the game as far as helping people from all walks of life, not just our culture, but all walks of life, to basically build and grow their network. And I want to hear from him. We're going to hear from him exactly what his stages and next steps are, completing this year 2020 and then also throughout the new year 2021. And I want to also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be talking to you in reference about that. Now that we're in the seventh month of the year, we only have 5 months left. So what are your goals for the next 5 months, and what are your plans are right now? Are you looking to move – how far you've gotten so far this year? I know it's been a really roller coaster ride this year. A lot of things are happening all at once. We don't know which way is up or – you know, and so we're trying to figure out, find our way through all of the things that's been going on with each and every one of us. But I want to keep you on grounded and keep you positive enough to stay focused on your game plan and your goal, what you set out the beginning of the year in January. And those of you who have already submitted to me all of the information in reference to what your needs are and what you want to do this year, 2020, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But I want you to continue to remember this well. Remember what you stated January 1st of 2020 when the first year started, the beginning of the year. What was your goal and plan? How far have you reached that goal and plan? And what is it that you're doing right now to get to the level, the next level? And so I want to hear from you as you continue to send us information. You can always email us at info@globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's info@globaltouchenterprise.net. And so I want to hear from you about that, ladies and gentlemen. I always hear from all of my current listeners and tuning in and entrepreneurs and businesses. As we are a web design and marketing company and as a technology company, I want to basically help you build your brand, build your business on a new level. Now that all of money has shifted and things have changed in the marketplace so much more now that you have no choice but to follow the suit on what's happening. As the technology companies are now all evolving and getting everybody prepped and ready to conduct business in a new way, what have you done to adjust to this? And see, your adjustment to be basically, we talk about changing of events that happens in our culture, in our lifetime, we want to be able to be adaptable. Are you adaptable? Or are you really just going against the grain and frustrated and mad and not wanting to be active? Well, you can't do that, one. Two, trends change all the time. And three, whenever we have a series of events that causes us to do some things, when we talk about, especially in our environment, we have to start to think about what's most important. Well, family, of course, you know, your loved ones is always going to be important. Your business is also important, vitally important. And the people that you interact with on a regular daily basis is also important. So customers, building your business, making sure you're having all the tools necessary to continue to build. And what tools are we needing to do now? The old tools we had are not working anymore. As a matter of fact, a lot of the industries that you see are now gone forever. They're not coming back. A lot of businesses are not coming back. A lot of things are happening now where we have to rely on social media. We have to rely on these technology things, and I'm going to go into that a little bit so you can see exactly why. Well, let's go way back, way back, and I'm going to go do the way back in the 1980s, late 80s, early 90s, where we were talking about information technology or IT. Well, that set the trend as well as we start moving forward. Remember AOL when they first came out back in the 80s, mid-80s? To the late 80s, they were sending out free CDs for everybody to get on board, to get on the internet at home. And they sent out over 1 million copies of those CDs, which basically, ladies and gentlemen, they have over 1 million plus customers for free. For free. And guess what? They're still around to this day. Oh, no, I ain't heard. I ain't no LL. Yeah, they're still around. Why? Because they have a base that have built a customer acquisition base through technology that they gave out for free, free technology that they gave for free to acquire the number of customers they got today. And they're still in play today. Yahoo, Google, and Bing, and which is Microsoft, they all they're on players too. But let me share something with you. If you don't understand the history of what we do in this country, you will not understand why things are happening the way they are. And when climate change happens, and climate change has always happened in the marketplace as well as in the world, what are we here to do? Are we prepped and ready for climate change? Are we prepped and ready for the things that's happening around us each and every day? If the answer is yes, you're on point. But if not, ladies and gentlemen, you need to focus on your climate change. What do you need to be doing as a business? What industries are you in? What industries do you need to be tapping into to generate more revenue for yourself? So there's a lot of new things that's happening right now, every day. And you look at it, you say, well, man, how do I get to be a part of that or be a part of this? You got to know the history. You got to understand where we are today versus where we were headed prior. And because of these shifts and changes and climate changes, we have to be ready and adaptable, like a chameleon. You have to be adaptable. And if you're not adaptable to these changes, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to miss out on a great opportunity that we have lying before us right now. We now begin to see the world as it truly is. Not as we think it, but as it truly is. So we get the chance to see the world through the right lens to say, wow, I did not even know that was going on, but it is. So you have to be prepped and ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great opportunity, yes. Unfortunately, it's a lot of lives that have been lost due to this pandemic. A lot of things have happened in transition through this transition of period of time. But here's the thing. Those who are remaining, those who are following the rules, and those who are doing what they can do to help others in the process, we're going to always have that need to help other people as we help ourselves, building up our customers, helping them get what they want. We're only satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace. It's what people want, need, and can afford. You satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful. And again, understanding the five P's of marketing, it's so simple. But we market to differently today. Inbound and outbound marketing has shifted now. how we market today is different how we did it yesterday and the day before. So we have to start to be adaptable. The key word, ladies and gentlemen, today is adaptability. Are you adaptable? Can you adapt to these things that's happening around you? Are you willing to listen, to learn, to take the necessary steps to get to the next level? And if the answer is yes, you're on the right path. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and sharing that with me. I am being adaptable. I want you to write this down. Be adaptable. In every situation in your life, you have to learn to be adaptable. Change is going to happen with or without you. Things are going to happen around you with or without you. So either you're going to adapt and grow, or you're going to not adapt and die. As simple as that. Growth, again, is the most important commodity on the planet. But without growth, we just exist. We're not living. So we want to continue on this path. But I want you to remember this well. It's all about how well can we adapt to the different changes that we have today. So without further ado, though, I want to bring on our special guest. I am super excited about this gentleman. Again, like I say, ladies and gentlemen, and you are in for a treat because I have, again, been knowing this brother for a minute, and I've been following him and watching his growth. And he, yes, is it always, believe it or not, puts me in a whole nother mindset of thinking when I listen and see what he's doing. And I thank him for that because it really helps me do better on what I'm doing today with helping you guys on this show. And so with GCE Professional Network Radio, we basically have put this together. I've been doing this show now for the past 8 years, since 2012. And so since 2012, we have seen a lot of changes in the past 8 years. But yet, we still got some time left to go. What are we here to do, ladies and gentlemen? What are we here? What is our focus and goal today? So without further ado, I'm going to bring this gentleman on and so he gets to share with us. Mr. Amos, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Hello,
thank
you,
man. I am super excited. Now, yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. I'm real excited. Thank you for tuning, for being a special guest on our show today. And, Mr. Amos, I have some series of good questions that I want to ask that just kind of help our radio listeners today in reference to what we need to be doing to continue to market and build our brand, our business. In the worstest times that we have now, and people say, well, nobody ain't doing this. A lot of people ain't doing that. But what do you see right now in the marketplace that's helping you continue doing what you're doing in your business?
Well, basically everything that you laid out prior, you know, prior to me coming on, I am in agreement with, and like you, I've been in business. This is about August will be my 24th year in business. So I tell people all the time, I've been doing this 24 years, and I'm just getting started. Keeping abreast of the trends, doing your marketing, necessary advertising, of course, adaptability, going from what I used to do back in the, you know, when I started this, you know, 24 years ago, to now using, of course, social media. But one of the keys, though, for me and for most people out there, you got to be smart. You just have to be smart. You got to dot your I's and cross your T's. On social media, a lot of us tend to be very relaxed when it comes to our communications. And people, whether they do it correctly or incorrectly, they judge how smart you are by how well you communicate. So if you're out there marketing your business and you've got a bunch of typos, using poor grammar, you know, to you, it may be a small thing, but you might turn away a lot of people. And because the world is so competitive now, because we're no longer dealing with competition from our regional markets, you're now competing against people from, you know, South Asia, East Asia, all over the world. So we've got to just step our game up and just make sure that, you know, everything is, you know, buttoned up, basically.
And wow, and what you said is really key right there, Mr. Amos, and I'm really glad that you pointed that out. As you know, I'm into web design and marketing myself, and I help a lot of my clients with not only just web design, but also with marketing, doing inbound and outbound marketing. And how we market today is totally different. And I share that with them on a regular basis that this is what we need to be doing today. And you're right, grammar plays a key role. You have to be smart. You said it right. You have to be smart in your approach, especially when you're trying to reach your target market. Who is your target market? Do you know your market? And so these are the questions I ask my clients when I'm building and talking to them in reference to how I need to address certain things. And if they can't do the correct thing, I can definitely put something together for them. But content is king today. And I noticed you've been doing this, like you said, for over 20-some years. So, and speaking of content, what is most important to you as far as getting content out to the marketplace, to the people that you're trying to reach?
Would you say what is most important to me? Well, really just depends, because like you, I also help various customers from various industries. So content can be a variable thing. You know, for example, I was talking with a writer, and he's putting out poems. So for him, he has to just make sure that he's reaching his, or he's maximizing his creative potential. And when it comes across to the average reader or viewer, certain key points just have to be made. For myself, for example, I'm a graphic designer, as well as, you know, of course, website developer and other things too. But I use creativity as one of my key points. So for me, when we say content is king, I want people to think of two or three things with me. First and foremost, you got to think top quality. So as my brand, I don't want to put anything with my name on it that is not polished, you know, next level, top shelf kind of graphic design work. But also, because I've been around this industry so long, I want my clients to know that I'm still fresh with ideas. So I'm always pushing the word creativity, like your keyword of the day was adaptability. My keyword for the year is creativity. So for me, that is my content.
Okay. Right. I'm really glad. You know, it's kind of good to see people on the same like-mindedness. And this is basically how we grow, is we can find people that's on our level and above to basically see ideas and concepts that we want to put together out here in the marketplace where we can all grow. I think that's one of the most other benefits of it. And what really makes me so excited about this and growing into this industry, as I've been in this industry, and I've been in sales for a long time, but I come from manufacturing. And so as I was sharing earlier, my degree is electronics. So I've been working for a lot of big companies, from Zenith Electronics to Motorola to Hewlett Packard up north in Chicago where I'm from. And coming to Houston, I've learned in this city, I've been here now 18 years, in Houston, Texas, and I've seen nothing but growth here. This city has created exponentially more millionaires than any city in the country to date. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't see the opportunity that lies before them. So how do we get people's awareness up on what's happening, Mr. Amos, today in Houston? I'm just specifically talking about here in H-Town.
Yeah, Houston is one of those liquid cities because we have so many people come in for business. Of course, you know, we're the oil gas industry leader. So even my wife works in the oil and gas industry. And of course, they're taking the hit now. So a lot of people who are even natives from here aren't really privileged to that industry and all of the potential that Houston has to offer. Well, listen, one of my most proud clients is a magazine that I helped launch from day one called International Focus Magazine, because Houston is like the diverse city capital of the world or something like that, or especially in this country. That magazine deals with – it's the only magazine of its type that deals with every diverse group. For example, there are Pakistani magazines, there are Indian magazines, there are whatever, of course, African-American magazines, and they only reach targeted markets. But if you really want to be connected to this city, Houston, as diverse and as powerful and as fast-paced moving as it is, you got to almost tap into multiple markets. That's why International Focus, when I was first approached about this magazine, once I realized the potential that it carried, I was on board 100%. And you can check it out. I strongly encourage people to just kind of follow it. You don't have to spend any money. You know, it's a free read, ifmagazine.net. You could basically go back to issue number one, I believe. There's a online directory that kind of shows previous months. So just kind of click through, read some of the things. very strong articles, very well written. Of course, I do the layout and graphics, so strong, powerful graphics. But the key, though, is reaching out beyond your comfort level. And if you can do that in a city like Houston, you can open up an entirely different realm of possibilities.
Wow. Wow. I am super excited that you shared that, because you're right. And what we name ourselves, and since I've been here, I've actually tapped into a lot of that. And when people ask me what's the name of my company, I say Global Touch Enterprise, and they're like, really? Because I think about what we're here, and this is like you have a world within a world in Houston, because of so many diverse, how diverse the city is. And it's so diverse, it's not even thinking about the Port of Houston, which is the second largest port in the United States. They do over $8 billion a year at the port. And so here's what I want to share. A lot of people not understanding how to really get a business up and running, how to really market themselves properly, and what we need to be doing to get ourselves on a mindset like the big companies that's out here doing all the marketing campaigns that's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on that level. And there's also, Ms. Amos, do we need to spend that kind of money today? Is that a need to really kind of put ourselves out there like that?
Well, yes. Unfortunately, it takes money to make money, and that's just been a rule that's been carried throughout generations. I first heard that when I first got in this industry. Scared money doesn't make money. that's what was kind of told to me. But unfortunately, now we've gotten comfortable with. For example, I was writing today on Facebook. Facebook offers free business pages. So a lot of people now take that, they seize that opportunity to create a Facebook business page, and they use that as the face of their business. That is selling yourself short, even as short as having your business name at gmail.com. That tells, it's almost sending a dog whistle to a lot of these corporate, the corporate mindset. Okay, this person is either small or too small for us. This person doesn't trust himself to even have a web presence, have a website. You've got to have a website. And I'm not trying to sell my services or anything like that. But you've got to have a website. You've got to have a strategy. You've got a brand. Don't forget to brand. So even if it's a minimum of just like $500, people may be afraid to put themselves out there like that and because the potential for loss is there. But you've got to at least, have some belief in your business plan, have some belief in your brand, and just never forget to brand. Whether social media, online, website, even if you can combine everything with print, different strategies. But you got to have a strategy, kind of like what you said early on, start this half-hour radio program. Have a goal. So when you start the year, you have a goal, and then you're asking people, where are you in reaching that goal? So as a business owner, you've got to have the same approach. Have a goal set in mind. Maybe 1 year, within 6 months, go back and reassess. Where are we? What do we need to change or tweak? Because, companies change their branding a little bit all the time. If you go look at some of the, like Sears and Roebuck became Sears, and eventually, the logo changed, the message changed. You have to be more modern to keep up with the times. So businesses have to be fluid as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that too. And I was just sitting up here thinking about that. And, Facebook does give us a free business page, but you also have LinkedIn, which I love LinkedIn. I use that as well as I'm on Instagram and I'm on Twitter. But, everybody now has noticed that when you look at the ways to market yourself in business, it has shifted. And, yes, if you don't have a business email, I'm going to say something with you, Craig. I have gotten business emails from Google for free when they were giving out 10 free email boxes for businesses back in 2020? I did this back in 2010 or 2011, one of those 2 years. Yeah, 2010 is when they was giving it. That was 10 years ago. And Google was helping small businesses at that time to get themselves branded properly. So my business emails is from Google. And you can actually get Google emails now, business emails, and you don't have to spend but, what, maybe 10, not even $10 a month. It's like $9.99, something like that. You can do it. And I had it because I have other partners with me of people that I can give emails to. So when they say send me, when I send an email address, edward@globaltouchenterprise.net or info@globaltouchenterprise.net, then they know it's coming from a business email. But if you're right, if you're selling,
right,
you're selling yourself short when you don't have a professional email. And business 101, I mean, I'm sorry. If you get a bank account, a business bank account, you're going to need a business email. I'm sorry. And you got to have a tax ID email. And so I was going over all of these things that the because I deal with a lot of startups too, Craig. So all of my startup companies, they have no clue they need all these things. And then they're asking, well, I didn't know we need all that. Yes, you do. I mean, how are you going to do business if you're not properly set and you don't have the structure there? And that's what I keep emphasizing, structure. And I know you have done a lot in the magazine world and print. And I love print media. Speaking about print media and digital media print, now that we're doing, what is your transitioning from the regular traditional print versus digital?
Well, I actually love print. I've always, in fact, I got my career started in visual communications as a paste-up artist in print. Worked for two print companies. And even though print has fallen off, I have also made the transition to love PDFs or digital magazines as much as I love print. Of course, you know, with the printed page, man, it lives forever, they used to say. But of course, now with the PDFs, I use PDFs daily, and it has made my life so much easier. And I think that has been the trend for the last 10 years. I know time is short. You probably got like 4 minutes, but I'll just tell you a quick story. When I first got into graphic design, I used to hire people to come work for me whose main job was to take a file that I printed out, drive it across town to my customers, drop it off, wait for them to sign, then drive the file back to me before I could proceed. That is now done in a matter of seconds. As you know, you can finish a file, immediately create a PDF, email it, let your client know, hey, check your email, boom. Within like 2 minutes, that's something that would have ordinarily taken 2 hours. So as a 21st century graphic designer, I'm all about the PDF. I'm all about the digital files. I'm all about anything that makes life smoother and more successful, faster. But also still love print. That's why I said a little bit earlier, you can combine print, you know, some print along with your digital marketing, whatever strategies, I think they kind of do support each other.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because, you know, and that's one of the things that when we talk about on your website as a web designer and developer, you want to kind of help the client to understand their content. Whether they put it on, and it should be consistent, and I share this all the time, it should be consistent. Print is very valuable to me in many ways because with print, I can review, I can read, I can follow up with what was stated there in print, and then I'm sharing information to people about my company, my brand, and what products and services that I provide in the marketplace. And then also understanding if I'm doing any promotions, part of the 5 P's of marketing, if I'm doing promotions, I'm basically letting them know what they can get just by connecting with me versus my competitors. So it's really, print is still valuable to me in the marketplace more than anything because there's a lot of things that if we don't have it in print, pictures is one thing, but now everything is done through video. Snippet videos, and I'm seeing that more and more prevalent now. Email marketing is still key, but video. Everything is now video this, video that, video, video, video. And now we have Zoom. And Zoom's has really blown up because of this pandemic and things that everybody's doing now, interactively speaking. I can connect with you through Zoom. I can connect with you through video. And so, and even with our technology with these AIs and data analytics and things that we got on today, so how is that helping as far as the print world, if we're going to do things that way, now that video is taking more, seem like more present than print.
Well, see, now that's the $64,000 question, Ace. I don't know where $64,000 came from, but that's a $64,000 question because things are changing right before our very eyes. If you had told either of us January 1st, 2020, January 1st, that by before June, half the world would be working from home. I work from home. I would have laughed your head off. I would have said, no way. And here it is, my entire family's home. You know, I've got a son home from college, and he's on Zoom. So everything is changing. It's almost time to go. Yeah, it is time to go. But let me just say, in terms of print, my son went to college, and before
no,
he went
we
to
got
college,
time,
Craig.
We got time. Don't worry about it. We got time. We got time.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and speak. We got time.
Okay. Well, my son, he was approached by like 300 colleges and universities. He had a box full of brochures and I mean huge brochure, printed brochures. Even though they were approaching a 17-year-old or even at the time a 16-year-old, they were sending him old school printed technology. Graphic design is strong. I mean, bold graphic design to catch a kid's eye, a teenager's eye. And it blew my mind. I used to say, well, kids live on their phones. Kids live on their laptops or their, tablets. Why wouldn't they approach this kid through his main forms of communication? But it dawned on me, man, that print still had a very valuable pull. So as we would go to the mailbox and pull out brochures or whatever, walk into his room and lay out 10 brochures. If you were to check his room at any given point, he would have banners hanging on the wall, posters hanging on the wall from different universities. He decorated his room to make it look like a college dorm while he was still here. And print still has a lot of pull. In fact, I even designed one of the brochures for Eastern Oregon University for the College of Business and Education, COBE, C-O-B-E. And the whole thing was to really try to relate to a person who's making the college decision. So technically speaking, you're talking to a graduating high school senior or an incoming high school senior who's going to make that college decision at some point in that year. Print, I agree, definitely has its stronghold place.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I try to get all of my clients to understand as far as that is concerned. And yes, everybody's working from home. Even corporate America has transitioned that. Now, home-based businesses has always been around, as long as I can remember. I remember when I was working for Telecheck here in Houston, when we had that one big, hurricane that came through, and we couldn't go out, we couldn't leave. So my company, Telecheck, they gave us RAS cards at the time so we can connect into the mainframe of the network, and we conducted business there, and I worked for about 3 weeks from home. I was loving it because it was giving me an opportunity to do a lot of catch-up on things. And you don't have to overhead, you don't have to politics, you don't have to worry about the different things that go on in office corporate America. And a lot of people don't understand how, and I hear this all the time from friends of mine and from other associates that, hey, man, I love working from home. I'm really excited because I get a chance to not only spend time with my family more, but I can get a chance to be me. And I can walk around in my pajamas if I want to and work. And so it's pretty cool to be able to hear that. And now corporate America and even Google and some of the tech companies here have already let them employees work the rest of the year from home. So I think that's one of the key signs. You're right. Things have changed right before our eyes. And this is why I was saying adaptability is going to be key, as well as creativity, which I'm glad you said that part too, Craig. But the adaptability helps your creativity. If you're not adaptable to be creative in levels that you need to do it at, then it's not going to really work for you. So what I want to share with everybody, all my listeners, I have extended this show, by the way, so we got time. Because I know a lot of people keep going. I hear this. And thank you for that text, Steve. I'm glad you said that. But what I want to share is this. We just want to keep our focus which I always have an acronym for most every word I like to talk about. Focus is following one course until successful. So if you focus on your goal, your dream, and what you want to do as a builder, as a brand, and create an expert like yourself that's been doing this for over 20 years, what have you seen clients do in your personal view when you're helping them as far as they're continuing to grow or not? What have you seen that they could have done even better if they could have just stayed with you? And do you have clients that are still with you to this day that started with you from the beginning?
Funny you said that. Well, funny you asked that question. I don't know if you saw a post I did about a year or two ago on social media. I mentioned that my first logo still exists today, and that client I did the logo for, they're still my client today. So it was a very interesting question. But the first part of the question, there are a ton of things that I wish my clients would have done differently. Because oftentimes clients come and they want expert advice, but they also want to have their input, which is perfect because that's your client's business. So you've got to have – the client has to have his personal stamp and personality on it. But there are oftentimes where I see clients who will choose what I think is good advice or strong advice or even proven advice, and they do things a little differently. They may or may not be successful. If they are successful, I think they could have gotten there a lot faster, a lot sooner. And my client roster is so very diverse. I've had corporate clients, I've had home builders, shopping center developers, you know, all the way down to, to churches, from one end of the spectrum to the other, churches, schools, you know, corporate America, building a lot of property builders who are like redneck, you know, way out in the country, kind of building your property, whatever. And oftentimes, you know, for example, one of my churches, they typically take all of my advice. I mean, and they've been around. This is they're my second generation client, meaning that the father passed on and the son took over, and he's now running things. I don't want to give the name of the ministry, but if you go to my website, you'll see it. It's pretty clear, right there on my homepage. Mm-hmm. But they take basically all of my advice, and they've been around for a long time. Even when this pandemic hit, he called and told me some things that were happening, and he was going to do some things on Facebook Live, and I encouraged him, okay, well, don't just stop there on Facebook Live, and that everybody's on Facebook, number one, and that everybody's going to be up at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday morning to see you. So take your service message, put it on your homepage, make it to where they first log into your website, it's going to pop up. They're going to have to force close it to bypass it. So everybody goes to your website, they're going to have to see that. And then, of course, he did that a few times, and I kept critiquing. But people like that, I really admire. And we kind of work as a partnership. But there are other people out there who come with their strong-willed opinions. In fact, one client I let go recently who came with, from logo, everything, concept to completion, then the logo, the website, everything else, in between, postcards and all that good stuff. And she doesn't understand the concept of the graphic design of contrast. She wanted certain things to look a certain way. So she had a dark background and a dark logo. I trimmed it in white. Oh, no, take that white off. Take that white off. So, okay, take the white off. And I'm thinking, to me, it's bland, it's boring. I ain't even put my name on it. She gets it printed, it goes out into the community. She gets a lot of feedback. Well, that's not a lot of contrast, girl. I can't remove it. No, it's not even popping. Craig, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm getting feedback that it's not popping. Of course it's not popping because you didn't listen. And then you want to have your stamp of approval. But that happens rarely. Most times, most clients give me positive feedback and all that. She gave me positive feedback, but she was just a hindrance in her own success. So sometimes
we do get in our own way.
Yeah. And if you want to take advice from other people, I've had mentors when I was coming in. I came in, early on from Art Institute of Houston. I went into the Houston Post way back when I was like 18 years old, whatever. And they had a black guy who was the art director. He saw my work. He thought I had talent, but he said, I was kind of green. So he hired me to come work for him after hours at his little art studio. Taught me a lot of different things. And by me being, as you said earlier, adaptable, I watched his brother work. You know, I watched him. I watched his work ethic. I watched his, you know, use of mixed media. I admired his intelligence, you know, and he was easy to talk to and communicate with. You know, his customers loved him. And I took a lot of things away from that that helped me develop as a person, as a business person, as a business owner, and as an artist and graphic designer, you know. So, that's our best answer on that.
Wow, and thank you for that, sharing that, because a lot of people can be a hindrance to themselves. I had to let go of one of my clients a couple of years ago, actually, and she just didn't understand everything I was sharing with her, and she wanted to, I mean, it's not a battle of wits or anything. It's just a fact of the matter that I know what works because I've helped other clients in the similar industry that you're in to be successful in doing what they need to be doing. And she wouldn't hear it. It was her way or no way. And so when it didn't work and it didn't get the feedback that she was expecting, she blamed it all on me. I'm like, okay, I'll take
exactly.
that. And also take the fact that you can find someone else to do the rest of your work. So I let her choose someone else after that. And lo and behold, she got with the other group and they weren't able to do anything with her as well. So again, you can hinder your own success if you're not paying attention, you're not being coachable, teachable, or trainable. These are the key words, Craig, that I use on all of my clients. In order for me to help you, you have to be coachable, teachable, and trainable. If you're on these three levels, I can help you. If you're not, and you're not willing to take heed to what we know what works, because we've been in this industry for years, then I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. If you want to have something specifically done, I've been in graphic design, love graphic design myself, and one of my friends, I don't know who it was, he did dark tan. Remember dark tan?
No.
The tanning salon. It's a tanning salon called Dark Tan here in Houston.
Yeah, Vega.
He created their logo. And he got paid six figures for that, for that logo, right? It was a concept that he came up with for them. They didn't give him anything. They just said, hey, why don't you create something for our business, our logo? And he owned the rights to it, and he sold them that right at a certain amount of money. But that logo represented that company that everybody knew who they was just based off that logo. So he hit a home run with that one. So when I'm talking to clients and we try to say, well, what works and what don't work? Well, if you let the creative person be creative, as you were saying earlier, you think create, then you would be amazed at what can happen with your company, your brand, if you allow the creative person work on your behalf based on who you are as an individual, your beliefs and philosophies that you believe in, and what is your core mission statement of your company. And so once you get that, you can easily create something based off of that information that can be a home run hitter, where now the world knows. I look at Pepsi. I look at Coca-Cola. Look at their logos. You see. So when you talk about branding, and I'm going to get into that, branding is one of the key factors that represents and knows who you are, and you have an identity now. You're not unidentifiable, I'll put it like that, in business. You want to have an identity. And what are your thoughts about that, Craig, as far as identity?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's my bread and butter. That when I first started talking about it, that was my key thing was you've got to remember to brand, you know. And like you said, just to piggyback on what you said, I've seen people out there putting out memes, putting out whatever marketing material, and they don't have the logo present or it's not prominent. And I'll kind of give them feedback. Hey, man, never forget to brand. I've even had to tell my own customers who I've seen post, and I'll shoot them a DM. Don't forget to brand, because you got to, you know, provide a brand for your, or some indication of who you are. as a company.
Right.
And if you're doing it on social media, I always encourage you to drive traffic back to your website. You know, make it easy, you know, for people to find you. I remember a record producer told me about 10 years ago, he said, well, people would sometimes come and hand him a CD to listen to. And he would tell him, he said, hey, listen, do you want me to listen to your CD or you want me to throw it away because you got to unwrap it? So they, you know, in other words, you know, give it to them in a simple manner for them to just put it in the CD player and play it. Or if you send it out in social media, let them just click the link and go to your website instantly. Don't make them go, you know, search for you on Google and type in your name and see which one of these CBA media groups you are exactly. And because there's another CBA media somewhere in another state. And I don't want to make people go search because you may find my competitor. I'm going to send you the link directly to me. And that's part of brand building. But yeah, man, everything has to be consistent. You know, if you start with your website and you have a Facebook business page, you have to have that commonality. And then, of course, from your Facebook business page, if you have an Instagram account, you know, you want to have that commonality. Now, LinkedIn is more of a personal level. Like you, I have a LinkedIn page, but it's Craig L. Amos because I don't have a CBA media group. Thing, even though it's linked to my website, but my website bears the brand, but then my logo is also carried over to other forms of social media and everything that I send out, whether it's a meme or an advert, because also do some print advertising in other magazines and stuff. I have a common message, you know, the same creative message, but first and foremost, I'm putting out there that it's professional, top level. You know, graphic design, and it's still creative. And I got my logo with the color pencils, you know, in a half circle.
Yeah.
And the CBA.
Right.
So,
I love that. Yeah. What does the CBA stand for, Craig? Because everybody, I've been wanting to ask you this question for years, and actually, I'm pretty sure it's part of his name. What does the CBA stand for, Craig?
You know, you're only the second person, believe it or not, who's asked me that, and I've had that name since 2006, and there's a little bit of history. My name is Craig Amos. In 2006, I developed a business partnership with a gentleman whose name was also Craig, but it was Craig Blackman. So he came in as my CFO. So I was a CEO, and he was a CFO. But we were just basically partners. So we were going to come up with a name, and you couldn't go CAB, which is cab, because back then people called cabs instead of Uber. So you would have thought instantly, oh, he does graphics for cabs only. It would have been Cab Media. No, we can't call ourselves Cab Media Group. So I just switched the name up and gave him first billing. So Craig Blackman Amos, CBA Media Group.
Okay. I thought so. I kind of felt that. I said, I don't want to ask him this. I'm very detailed when it comes to branding and how they come up with these acronym names, and everybody asks me, what is GTE Professional Network Radio? What does the GTE stand for? Well, my company, Global Touch Enterprise.
Right.
That's what
right.
the GTE is. And they come out,
yeah.
Remember GTE
yes.
from the...
yeah,
so,
I know yours.
You know,
Right. Yeah, I know yours stands for something that was completely made up. Mine was unfortunately personal. When my partner and I, you know, severed ties, I had already started the brand, and I didn't want to go back to the name I was before, which was Wall Street Design Studio. And I said, well, because now people know me as CBA Media Group, and if I go back now, I'll look too wishy-washy. So I just kind of wanted to maintain the brand.
Like you had a failure somewhere,
Like
you had a failure.
Yeah.
Because that's what mostly everybody interprets that as. Oh, he must have failed before, and now he's back again as another company. You know, Speaking of that, and I'm getting into this, many industries, Craig, that I tap into, I'm glad you share about the different industries you're tapped into. I deal with a lot of restaurants, doctor offices, cleaning companies, churches, nonprofit organizations. I build a lot of websites for them, and I do a lot of marketing campaigns for them as well. And my network is nationwide, of course, and global. And I built some companies in Africa, built some companies in Europe and also in and I have one client right now in Norway. And in the Norwegians that's here in Houston, I used to work for a company called Debt Nurse Veritas, that company. It's part of oil and gas. And when I got laid off from Teletrack and I had found a job drop until I got my thing up and running, I started working from them and then worked for AT&T for a number of years and got into wireless industry. And from there, I think I kind of sealed my fate on that because I love the wireless industry because it was just so lucrative at the time, and I understood exactly what it takes to build a network just by working through AT&T. They have second largest network in the country next to Verizon Wireless, and then you got T-Mobile and Sprint, which just merged together as one network. And so how do I build a network? How do we build networks? What is networking all about? Everybody's asked this question. And what you've done with CBA Media Group, you've built a solid network. I can say that with your brand. My brand, Global Touch Enterprise, I've built a network. And everyone else that's listening on the show today, you guys have all built a network, whether you know it or not. Because the earlier question I asked Mr. Amos was, how many of your clients do you still have to this day who is with you that you've had since the beginning and inception of your business? Well, I can tell you since 2008, I still have the same clients, Greg, that I had since 2008. Here it is, 2020. Mm-hmm. 12 years they've been with me. And in the 12-year span, I can say this, honestly, I've been able to continually help, and I'm getting a lot of referral based off of that. Meaning that this is what I call, ladies and gentlemen, the law of decreasing responsibility. Meaning that my marketing should be, at this point in time, not as heavy as it was when I began. Meaning that I get more referrals now than I do my own marketing. And is that true for you, Craig?
Oh, absolutely, 100% true. In fact, I didn't give you the full answer. I kind of alluded to one client who was my first client. But yeah, aside from that, I would say, I don't know exactly, but I would say at least eight, somewhere in the 8 to 10 range of clients who've been with me, from day one, or either from my day one or their day one. So a lot of companies, when they were about to launch, they have heard of me, as you said, also through word of mouth, through, you know, as a referral. In fact, just recently, I had a company contact me about 2 weeks ago. And our very first telephone conversation was that he had already gone to my website. He loved what he saw. He was ready to give me all of the business, and he came as a referral. I had another lady. Here was a school because of the pandemic. They used to do on-site GED testing. Because of the pandemic, now they needed to revise. So they knew one of my other clients who recommended me, and even I got an email today. They want to retain me for all of their stuff because they were so satisfied. But I would say at least 50% of my business, if not 70% of my business, is as a result of referral or repeat customers. And like you, I don't do a bunch of marketing for my business anymore. I do occasionally because I still want to bring on new clients. I still want to have a presence. So you'll hear from me at least once a week on something. You know, you'll see me post something. And oftentimes when I'm posting, maybe a very subtle advertisement for myself. I might sometimes put something out and say, hey, this is something I just did, you know, just designed for a new client. Or here's my latest design for this client. Even though I'm telling you it's for a client, I'm also letting you know that I designed it. So,
right,
you know,
exactly.
I do some marketing for myself. But yeah, I have a really good solid foundation of people who I've helped from day one, especially now in 2020. As you know, there were a lot of events that were canceled, and like one of my clients does scholarships.
She's
been with me from day one, and we're having to now put our heads together and create other ways to, you know, keep her visible and, you know, different things like that. So, yeah, very similar.
Well, I'm glad you said that. That is right there is what I'm talking about. And, yes, Mr. Amos, that's one of the things that I think being adaptable is what I've been sharing and why I've made it the theme for our show today, as you come on as a special guest to talk about adaptability and how we've been able to adapt through the years. And there are some things that we still have to learn as we go. I mean, there's never a full answer to every situation, but at least from our experience and from which is our greatest teachers, we do learn how to adapt to certain things and helping people get to the level that they need to get to if they're serious about getting there. Everybody has to still do the work. The work still has to be laid down. I mean, and we have to lay down from the foundation that's been laid. We build upon that foundation. And so as long as we continue to remind ourselves that, oh, I got to continue to build. I got to keep building. As a wise master builder, we have to make sure that we continue to do that. Even though I still get referrals, I still market my business on a regular basis. And then also, too, as a tech company, and you're a tech company, I'm going to just put it out there, media is part of technology. Depending on what's happening, all media is technology to me because it has evolved. Zoom is one of the biggest platforms everybody uses. I got teachers. I got business. I got corporate America using it. I got cleaning companies using it for their employees. And so forth. So I have a lot of different diverse people, nonprofit organizations. So instead of them hosting events live, they do it through Zoom. Even our presidential candidates right now, well, with Joe Biden, he's doing a virtual thing for his campaign run, you know, whereas Donald Trump wants to do the live thing and kill people. So I'm not going there. But anyway, it's another story. But yeah. This is just one of the things that as a technology company, we launched our new rideshare company here in Houston, Texas, that I'm partnered with. I'm real proud of it because we're like Uber and Lyft, but better, it's called Vibe Rides. I've just launched it April 1st. We're the third largest. We're going to be the third rideshare company in America. Now, the rideshare industry, we call it the gig economy, which now is trending, Craig, to be up to $280 billion by 2025. I'm getting drivers right now as we speak to drive for Vibe. And Vibe is basically you choose your own Vibe, whether you want a male or female driver, whether you want smoking or non-smoking, what type of vehicle you want to ride in, what type of music you want to listen to, and what temperature level you want to set the car at when you get in. So we're basically powering the riders as well as the drivers. We pay 70%, way more than Uber and Lyft pay, and out of that, Craig, technology. We're a technology-based company. You download the app. You can use the app as a rider, as a driver, and guess what? The drivers get paid. The riders, on whoever they bring in, they get. It's two ways they can earn. So it's a good opportunity here, not share with everybody, that this is something you want to be a participant in. I've only learned to earn two ways in business, a base pay plus commission because I've been in sales for a long time and I understand sales. But I've always learned two ways of earning income. And so from those two ways, I've been able to help myself do a lot of different things, even starting my own company, my business. It took me $5,000 to start what I needed to do. Just $5,000 is what it took to get me started. And then I started watching other designers and other developers that have put together their businesses, and I kind of wanted to pick their brains until I got the information that I wanted, and then I just put my own personal effects into it, and here I am. So it's possible, ladies and gentlemen, for you to build a successful business and a brand if you are committed to your own success. If you are committed to your own success, you can get there, but you need help. You can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. I say this all the time, Craig. Nobody, you can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. And what do you think as we continue to grow this year, 2020, and I hear you got some other projects coming up. So let my radio listeners know, what other projects do you currently have coming up right now?
I'm sorry, you said that again? Have some other sponsors coming up?
I'm saying, yeah. What projects you got coming up now? What are you getting ready to finish out, to close out the rest of this year, 2020?
Well, I've got actually quite a few. I've got a clothing brand that we just decided to, you know, create a partnership within the last 2 weeks. So that's new and exciting. But aside from that, you know, I've got just a bunch of, you know, clients that are either repeat clients, some new clients. I've got an essential soaps from Afghanistan company. We're going to be doing an online store starting next week. I can't even think. I think it's called, starts with a V, something, zinc or whatever, zinc essentials, I think it is. And we haven't even started that yet. Just got the confirmation today. So that's new. I've got another, I didn't expect you to ask me that question, so I've got to quickly think who are my new clients versus ongoing clients. And, of course, we just launched, as I say we, because I kind of partnered with my clients. You know, this is their business, but I feel like it's part of mine because I help them brand. But we also did, like, the Beard Essentials, so that one is up. That one's called MyCutlyBear.com, and we just launched that within the last 2 or 3 weeks. And we've got labels coming on for that, you know. So those are like some of the newer businesses. But, of course, aside from that, I've got just a ton of work. Stay busy. I'm helping a book author produce his first book. I can't give you – I signed a contract where I can't even divulge the name because it's supposed to be a controversial title of the book.
I just built the website, for an author of a new book. And this is part of the Cube, you know, the LB community, and she's an author here based in Houston, Texas. Her name is Toy McMullen, and I built her website for her new book, and it's called Sex Chronicles, and it's a chapter of things that she's put together to help people be who they are and what they are, and keeping it real. And so these things, like you said, projects, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to share this with you. That no matter what we're doing today, if you're not putting together any projects, any concepts, any things of that nature, you're really missing out on opportunity. So the bottom line is get to work and get to working now. So that way you can have what you want to have when it's all said and done. Also, too, we have a technology now like Priceline, Travelocity, Expedia, and Bookings that we give out free websites. Remember, I'm going back to AOL. How we've given out free websites, and people can save up to 50% on those bookings by them becoming a member for free. We don't charge you for the site. It's a free website. You can get that. You can do that. And they've already generated $2 billion just in 2018 just on those booking sites. And so it's opportunities like this, opportunities after opportunities, is what I'm sharing with everyone that you cannot tell me. what we've been blessed with is gifts and talents, and God has given us all these gifts and talents that we cannot create something for ourselves to be successful and to be okay. I don't accept the fact that people say, "Well, Ed, I can't do it." Yes, you can. Or I don't see it. Yes, you don't want to see it, because I can give you a whole plethora of like Mr. Amos, his business. Other people's businesses, even churches and nonprofit organizations who are constantly coming up with things. And Craig, I just put together for one of the churches that I built the site for, where they can Zoom their live stream on their website.
Right.
How about that? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So these are the things that I'm talking about as far as technology is concerned, how we can adapt and do the things that's necessary, because again, at the end of the day, we still have to get out and get the work done. So it's not that this is the end of the world. It's not. Don't think it. It's not. It's just these are crying times we're in right now. And these are times of change and shift. Anything like this happens at a major level when it affects the globe, the world as a whole, that tells you something right there. This is a global thing. This is not just a United States thing. This has happened all over the globe. Everybody's crying right now to get on another level. So who are we? And I love the fact, Craig, that you brought out that international magazine that you spoke about, because that's something that I want everybody to start thinking internationally. While you're living in Houston, while you're part business in Houston, you should be thinking globally. And there's three stages to your business. You should be thinking it local, national, and international. Three stages to your business. Every single step from local to national to international. Once you hit these three levels, ladies and gentlemen, you will be on point to help more people get what they want. You're automatically going to get what you want. But you got to help enough people.
Right.
So this is going to be the end of closing of my show. Mr. Amos, I'm really excited. Thank you for tuning, for coming on board, my brother. I'm going to have you
good
back on
me.
Again because there's a lot of things that I want to go over that you and I can kind of partner together to help others. And this is the reason why I created this platform, because as a web designer, as a marketing guru, I had to find something that I can get listeners, my entrepreneurs and startup companies that's tuning in each week, for them to find out and get the tips that they need to help them get there. Because I want them to start thinking. And the only way to be creative is you start thinking. You know what? Maybe I was being a little harsh here, or maybe I should pull that back here. So I want you to start thinking about what you need to be doing day by day. And the marketing campaigns, the five pieces of marketing, I preach that all the time. It's all about people, product, price, place, and promotion. If you understand the five P's of marketing, you can be successful, period. Bottom line, end of story. So you just have to make sure you're doing your due diligence to continue to study and grow, because this is your business is a learn as you earn. If you don't understand that in the industries, no matter what industry you're in, it's a learn as you earn industry. So you have to study, to show yourself approved, so that way people begin to trust you that you're going to do what you say you're going to do, while they're dealing with you with the other product and service you're providing. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this has been a plum pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege from my brother. Until next week, we're going to continue on our growth series for the month of July, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited for this month. We're going to grow like never before as we close out the year, getting ready toward the year. We want to continue to grow and continue to build. So with that, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And again, keep the faith.